Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Music.
Twinkle, twinkle, lucky star, can you send me luck from where you are? Can you make a rainbow shine that far? Twinkle, twinkle, lucky star, can you really make a wish come true? Or do you shine on just a chosen few? Is it over? Have I gone too far? Twinkle, twinkle, lucky star. Like two ships on the ocean, we drifted apart. And you found an island at sea. I'm still adrift with this pain in my heart. Won't you send her sweet love back to me? Twinkle, twinkle, lucky star, can you send me love from where you are? Make a rainbow shine that far. Twinkle, twinkle, lucky star. Two ships on the ocean, we drifted apart, and you found an island at sea. I'm still adrift with this pain in my heart. Won't you send sweet love back to me? Hey, twinkle, twinkle, lucky star, send me love where you are. Can you make a rainbow shine that far? Twinkle, twinkle, lucky star.
Sat there and she brushed her hair. Lord, it sure was dark and long. I got up and drank a half-warm beer. Found my boots and put them on. She was not sure where she stood with me as she straightened out her clothes. So I kissed her warm red lips again, and I whispered soft and low, baby. It couldn't have been any better, it couldn't have been any sweeter. We couldn't have climbed any higher if we'd been to the top of the world. We couldn't have got any closer, we couldn't have gone any farther. It couldn't have been any better, and you're my best friend's girl. With a tender look she said goodnight, and I turned to walk away. Just before I closed that door and left, I could hear her softly say, baby. It couldn't have been any better,
couldn't have been any better,
it couldn't have been any sweeter,
couldn't have been any sweeter.
We couldn't have climbed any higher if we'd been to the top of the world.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Nothing But Old 45 Sweet Country Music, where I'm getting ready to play some amazing classic country songs on records and CDs. In fact, got them all set up and ready to go right here on the table. Now, I have a comedy break coming up about halfway through the show and a Sweet Country Music feature presentation in the second half of the show. And this time, I'm going to be spotlighting classic country songs all about misery and drinking. Yeah, songs about broken relationships and alcohol. Well, you know, try to wash those blues away. Well, that's coming up in the second half of the show. You just heard Johnny Duncan and a number one hit record he had back in 1977. Couldn't have been any better. It was one of three number one hits clustered in between 1976 and 1978, but he had a lot of other hit records and best-selling albums. I'll open the set with another legend of country music, Merle Haggard, and his 1987 number one hit record, Twinkle, Twinkle, Lucky Star. I could talk for the next hour about Merle Haggard, but I'll let his music speak for itself. And by the way, you'll be hearing another Merle Haggard song during the feature presentation coming up in the second half of the show.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Wish I had button eyes and a red felt nose, shaggy cotton skin and just one set of clothes. Sitting on a shelf in a local department store, with no dreams to dream and nothing to be sorry for.
I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, nor going nowhere. I wish I was a teddy bear, and I wish that I had fallen in love with thee.
I wish I had a wooden heart and a sawdust mind, then your memory wouldn't come around hurting all the time. I'd have a so-don't smile and a painted twinkle in my eye. And I never would have ever had to learn how to cry.
I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, nor going nowhere. I wish I was a teddy bear,
and I'm wishing that I hadn't fallen in love with you. I wish I had a string you could pull to make me stay. I'm Teddy, ain't it a lovely day? Then I know every time I spoke the words were right, and no one would know the mess I made of my life.
I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, not going nowhere. I wish I was a teddy bear,
and I'm wishing that I hadn't fallen in love with you, and I'm wishing that I hadn't fallen in love with you.
The only time I feel the pain, sunshine, the rain, I don't feel no hurt at all, unless you can when teardrops fall. I tell the truth, step when I lie, it only hurts me when I cry. You couldn't tell it by the smile, but my recovery took a while. I worked for days and nights on end, walk and talk again. You can't believe the time it takes to heal a heart once it breaks. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine of the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all, unless you count when teardrops fall. I'll tell the truth, except when I lie, hurts me when I cry. It was a struggle to survive. I'm probably lucky I'm alive. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine of the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all, unless you count when teardrops fall. I'll tell the truth, step when I lie, it only hurts me when I cry. I'll tell the truth, except when I lie, it only hurts me when I cry.
Dwight Yoakam, and something he did back in late 1990, It Only Hurts When I Cry. It was a number 7 hit for the Kentucky singer-songwriter and one of almost 40 hit records he would have between 1986 and 2005. Dwight Yoakam is quite an actor, having appeared in a lot of movies. In fact, he appeared as himself in the hit 2005 comedy Wedding Crashers. I opened the set with Barbara Fairchild and her number one hit from 1972, The Teddy Bear Song. No, it's not about any particular teddy bear, but a song about a woman who wishes she was a teddy bear. It was the only number one hit record Barbara Fairchild had, but it was the first in a series of hit songs she had using childhood themes.
Sweet, sweet. country music.
WTBR.
Ever wonder what the first hit records were for some of our favorite country singers? Well, I get curious about such things, and what I'm going to do now is play the very first hit records for a couple of giants of the country music world. Let's kick it off with the first hit record that Dolly Parton had in 1967.
Don't try to cry your way out of this. Don't try to lie, or I'll catch you in it. Don't try to make me feel sorry for you. Just because I'm blonde, don't think I'm dumb, 'cause this dumb blonde. Nobody's fool. When you left, you thought I'd sit, and you thought I'd wait, and you thought I'd cry. You called me a dumb blonde.
Dumb
blonde. Ah, but somehow I lived through it, and you know if there's one thing this blonde has learned, blondes have more fun. You flew too high, off the ground.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Don't take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. take your love to town. God's sakes, turn around.
There you go. The first hit records for two legends of country music, and both songs were not big hits. That was Kenny Rogers when he was with a group called The First Edition. Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town from 1969. The song only landed at number 39 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart, but it introduced us to Kenny Rogers. I opened the set with the very first hit record for Dolly Parton, a song called Dumb Blonde. The song made it to number 24 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart in 1967. But more importantly, it launched Dolly Parton on an amazing musical career. In fact, both Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers became giants of the music world.
Sweet country music.
Coming up in a few minutes in the second half of this edition of Sweet Country Music will be our feature presentation all about misery and drinking. Yeah, songs about broken relationships and alcohol. Yeah.
Some call it country with a little bit of rhythm and blues. And when the boys start rocking, there's a beat that you just can't lose. Where it's gonna take us, nobody knows. It sure feels good to the body and soul.
I love the slide of a steel guitar. I love the moan of an old blues heart. I love the shake of a tambourine. I love the bass when it's low and mean.
Just can't stay in your seat. Your knees start knocking and you can't help stomping your feet. Before you even know it, you'll be singing along. It makes me wanna stay here all night long.
I love the slide of the steel guitar. I love the moan of an old blues heart. I love the shake of a tambourine. I love the bass when it's low and mean.
Everybody put on your shopping shoes and
call, idle chatter, lipstick lips that flirt and flatter. Not a word I hadn't heard before, till I saw her coming through the door. She led her walking, do her talking. She's a brilliant conversationalist. The more she moved, the more I was amazed. How gracefully she could turn a phrase. Every thought so well expressed. Every line so picturesque. She led her walking, through her talking. She's a brilliant conversationalist. She had so many nice things to say, and I had never seen it put quite that way. Her nylons were whispering an invitation. Her high heels provided all the punctuation. I spent the whole night watching her. She had me hanging on her every word. She let me know what she had in mind. I walked her home one step behind. She let her walking, do her talking. She's a brilliant conversationalist. She lets her walking, do her talking. She's a brilliant conversationalist.
Hope you're enjoying this edition of Sweet Country Music. That's T. Graham Brown and his number 9 hit from 1987, Brilliant Conversationalist, and it's really one of the few country songs to have a horn section in it. The song was the follow-up hit to 2 number 1 hits he had back then, and somehow he managed to become a pretty good actor, appearing in several movies, including the 1977 movie Greased Lightning. I opened the set with The Judds and their number one hit record from January 1988, Turn It Loose. The mother and daughter singers racked up 14 number one hits between 1984 and 1989. The Judds were all over our radios, which was a good thing.
Sweet country music.
Enough of that newer stuff. I'm in the mood for some old country music, so how about something from Webb Pierce?
I got me a room and a cheap hotel. My head was spinning and I didn't feel well. I laid right down and tried to go to sleep. A band kept a playing and I joined underneath. I picked up my pillow and I covered up my head, but the band kept a playing and a shaking my bed.
Honky-tonk, all night long. Honky-tonk, same old song. Honky-tonk, my money's all gone. Honky-tonk, she done me wrong.
I turned and I tossed and I couldn't go to sleep, cause the band kept a-playing with a honky-tonk beat. She took all my money and left me all alone. I'm trying to forget her, but I don't know what to do. The honky-tonk song keeps a-leaking through. I picked up my pillow and I covered up my head, but the band keeps a-playing and a-shaking my bed.
Honky-tonk, all night long. Honky-tonk, same old song.
Sleep, cause the band keeps
a playing with a honky tonk bee.
That is country music legend Webb Pierce and his number one hit from 1957, Honky Tonk Song. Now, to me, Webb Pierce is one of those guys who did what they loved, singing the music they loved. Now, you got to remember, to us, it's classic country. But to them back then, it was all new and pretty exciting stuff. And our parents and grandparents loved it. Stick around, folks. The Sweet Country Music Comedy Break coming up. And this time I'll play a Jeff Foxworthy record he did back in 1998 called Totally Committed. It'll put a smile on your face for sure. Then, after the break, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation will spotlight what I call misery and drinking, broken relationships and all that stuff, and drowning our sorrows. Be right back. I'm Larry Krakna. Stick around.
Sweet country music.
Laugh track.
Rule number one, if she ain't happy, you ain't happy. And if she ain't happy long enough, you're going to be unhappy with half your stuff. Early on in our marriage, when we'd be in the same room for a half hour and she wouldn't say a word to me, I would make the mistake of looking at her and going, "What's wrong?" Hoping it was something other than me. Now I have learned if we're in the same room for a half hour and she doesn't say a word to me, it's me. Now I just go up to her and go, "Baby, I realize that I have done or said something stupid and insensitive, and while I don't yet know what it is, I would like the chance to go up to my room and think about it for a little while."
This game's been played for centuries, ever since Adam fell for Eve. The sooner you learn, the better off you'll be, just like me.
Relationship that women are complicated creatures, and once I accepted that, it made everything a lot easier for me. But I have found that because women are complicated, they like to think men are complicated too. You ever hear a group of women talking to each other? "Ooh, I wish I knew what he was really thinking." Ladies, I will tell you what we're really thinking. We're really thinking, "I'd like a beer and I'd like to see something naked." That's all we're thinking. You go to a nursing home and see a 90-year-old man going down the hall on a walker, that's what he's thinking. "Like a beer and butt, like to see something."
This game's been played for centuries.
Oh, not that, not that.
The sooner you learn, the better off you'll be. Just like me. Totally committed.
And I do believe women understand men better than men understand women, don't you? Think about that. How often do you see a man stomp out of the room crying and a woman going, "What? What'd I say? Come back." And I do think men would take advice about relationships, but we're not going to sit down and read magazines about it. You got to feed it to us in a way where we'd accept it. Sneak it into the play-by-play of a baseball game. And there's strike three. Greg Maddux really looking good today. And speaking of looking good, fellas, from time to time, your woman needs to be reminded that she's still looking good to you. "Hey, baby. Have I told you lately you are as pretty as Greg Maddux?"
This game's been played for centuries.
Baby, where are you going?
Ever since Adam fell for Eve. The sooner you learn, the better off you'll be. Just like me.
I keep telling you, I am totally committed.
Now repeat after me. Totally committed.
Now, baby, what I meant to say is when you're naked, you're prettier than Greg Maddux. You really are.
I'm going up to my room.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
And now, time now for the Sweet Country Music feature presentation. And this time, I'm going to play a couple of songs associated with what I call misery and drinking. Broken relationships and drowning your sorrows after that happens. Now, over the years, country songwriters have written thousands of songs about such things like cheating, divorce, breakups, and of course the eventual drinking to drown their sorrows. In fact, there are some folks who accuse the country music industry of promoting drinking. Well, for decades, thousands of songs were produced that talked about drinking beer, wine, gin, moonshine, white light, and you name it. So, here's a couple of classic country hits about misery and alcohol, and I'll drink to that.
Lately, I've been drinking too much whiskey. I've been getting drunk now every day. I can't sober up to face the heartache. Instead of holding her, I held the bottle until I finally drank my wife away. So just pour me a double shot of whiskey. Sorrow. Ever since that woman went astray, and that jukebox knows that I'm bound and determined to do my best to drink my wife away. So please don't cut me off, or I'll go crazy. I've lost everything except my mind. I'll give my car keys to the barmaid. You can call me a cab at closing time. And just call me double shot of whiskey, and I'll be here till I drink up all my beer. Between Jim Beam, George Dickel, and Jack Benny, I think I just drank my wife away. Drank my wife away. We came out west together with a common desire. The fever we had might have set the west coast on fire. 2 months later,
Jukebox records don't play those wedding bells. Looking at the world through the bottom of a glass, all I see is a man who's fading fast. Tonight I need that woman again. What I'd give a baby to just walk in. Sit down beside me, say it's all right. Take me home and make sweet love to me tonight. But here I am again, mixing misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. I look like I'm having a good time, but any fool can tell that this honky-tonk heaven really makes you feel like hell. I light a lonely woman's cigarette, and we start talking about what we want to forget. Her life story and mine are the same. We both lost someone and only have ourselves to blame. But here I am again, and misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. I look like I'm having a good time, but any fool can tell that this honky-tonk heaven really makes you feel like hell.
There you go, folks. The Sweet Country Music feature presentation dealing with misery and drinking. Now, I said I was going to play two songs written about that subject, but I just had to include that song from Merle Haggard, Misery and Gin, from one of my favorite movies, the 1980 film Bronco Billy, starring Clint Eastwood. Before that song, I played Emmylou Harris and her number one hit record from 1978, Two More Bottles of Wine. The two bottles of wine seemed to help out the poor girl who was sweeping out a warehouse in Los Angeles after her lover leaves her. I opened the Misery and Drinking set with David Allan Coe and something he never had a hit record with, but I just had to play it. Drank My Wife Away. Come on, only David Allan Coe could pull off a song like that. It was recorded live at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, Texas in 2003. Now, I checked the lyrics of the David Allan Coe song just to make sure he didn't slip in a nasty word or two.
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music.
This is for all you girls about 13. High school can be so rough, can be so mean.
Now, there's a guy you may have seen on TV from time to time, John Snyder, and his number one hit record from 1984. I've been around long enough to know John Snyder starred as Bo Duke in the CBS series Dukes of Hazzard that featured fast cars, moonshine running, and a corrupt law officer by the name of Boss Hogg, who rarely told the truth. But in one episode, he told the truth almost all through the show.
But do you think that I want to tell the truth?
Why do you do it?
I can't stop you, Dodo. Ooh. All I know is I gotta find a cure. Mm. A cure to make me stop telling the truth.
John Snyder had a lot of hit records between 1981 and 1987. I'll open the set with Martina McBride and her number three hit record from 2003. This one's for the girls. She had a lot of help on that song, too, joining her were Faith Hill, Carolyn Dawn Johnson, and Martina McBride's daughters, Delaney and Emma. The song's lyrics salute women at various ages, early teens, middle 20s, and approaching middle age.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
I'm a big game hunter and a sure enough gunner, and I ain't got time for you. The roof where the rain pours in, and your suggestion is out of the question that I go paint the fence, 'cause the Green Bay Packers are warming up, so could you turn it on the channel too? 'Cause I'm a big game hunter and a sure enough gunner, and I ain't got time for you. Well, there ain't gonna be no Batman and Robin take the place of the NFL, and for all miss a play, no, we're not gonna watch cartoons, 'cause I'm a big game hunter and a sure enough gunner, and I ain't got time for you. 'Cause there's a Rose Bowl, Hula Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Peach Bowl, Gator Bowl, Orange Bowl, Super Bowl. I'm just a big game hunter and I ain't got time for you. Well, I ain't gonna have time to fix the gate, I'm leaving that up to you. And on your way to get the hammer and the nails, could you bring me another brew? Well, you're looking good and I think I would maybe steal a little kiss or two. Yeah, the big game hunter's gonna take time out and take a little time with you. After the Rose Bowl, Hula Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Peach Bowl, Gator Bowl, Orange Bowl, Super Bowl, I'm just a big game hunter and I ain't got time for you. I'm a big game hunter and a sure enough gunner, and I ain't got time for you.
Here's one of the legends of country music on Sweet Country Music.
Look who's coming down the street. Big brown eyes and smile so sweet.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, trouble's back in town.
Uh-oh.
I feel a sad old memory coming back to torture me.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, trouble's back in town.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Funny, she still looks the same. Time has brought so little change. Why did she turn up again just when my heart was on the mend? Wish I didn't love her so. Better hide until she goes.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, trouble's back in town.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Funny, she still looks the same. Time has brought so little change. Why did she turn up again just when my heart was on the mend? Wish I didn't love her so. Better hide until she goes.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, trouble's back in town.
Now there's a classic country duo, the Wilburn Brothers, and their number four hit from the summer of 1962, Trouble's Back in Town. The Wilburn Brothers, Virgil and Thurman, were a favorite of country radio disc jockeys, and they had quite a few hit records between 1955 and 1972. They were also regulars on a famous radio show called The Louisiana Hayride on KWHK in Shreveport, Louisiana. I open the set with good old Buck Owens and a number 8 1973 hit for him, Big Game Hunter. When the song was on our radios, the TV show Hee Haw was real popular, and Buck Owens often appeared on the show, and that almost guaranteed a big audience at his concerts. Holy cow, this edition of Sweet Country Music is over? It goes by kind of fast, especially when I'm having a good time playing these records and CDs for you. And on this show, I played more vinyl than I did CDs, which is nice because I get a chance to see them go round and round on my two turntables. And remember, gang, if you're going to buy any turntables or record players, make sure you talk to a professional and get the good stuff. I'm Larry Cracker, your host for Sweet Country Music, and I'll be talking to you real soon.